There was big news in Toronto yesterday. You may have heard police there recovered a videotape that documents Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack cocaine. Earlier this year, Mayor Ford denied that that tape existed. Yesterday, he told a scrum of reporters that he doesn't remember smoking crack because he was in a drunken stupor, or actually one of my drunken stupors. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us, as he does every week. Hello, Vaughn.
Hello, Marcy.
All right, I've got to
say, I guess we should be appalled, but I have to say that has Jon Stewart and the other late-night comedians had this much fun with any American politician in the last couple of years?
I'm not sure they have so many drunken stupors that they talk about on videotape.
You know, it really is. I mean, we can make jokes about it, and everyone is. British Columbians, who are known for their crazy politics, are making jokes about Toronto, which the city's nickname used to be Toronto the Good. But this is pretty appalling stuff. I mean, Ford's back at work today. His chief of staff, one of his main advisors, quit this morning. But he's back at work, and he says he's going to submit himself to the voters next year, and he's remaining as mayor.
Well, let's walk this story back a few months, because you and I spoke, I believe it was in May, when we heard about a videotape of Mayor Ford smoking crack cocaine, and nobody saw that videotape was offered for sale, and then the videotape disappeared. And yesterday, the Toronto police chief said they've recovered this videotape.
Yeah, so this video, you're right, made the rounds in the spring. Gawker got a hold of a copy of it, the website. Reporters from a Toronto newspaper, the Toronto Star, saw the video and reported on it. Ford denied the thing existed, and it kind of went away. I mean, he denied it. He was seen, he's had very unfortunate associations with various unsavory types as mayor. He's shown up drunk at public events, but it went away. And then the police chief of Toronto, I mean, a pillar of rectitude in the community and a guy that goes out of his way to avoid politics, comes out and says, well, we've actually obtained a copy of a video. Now, a video doesn't tell you whether the person is smoking crack cocaine. The video doesn't tell you what it is they're smoking. Mm-hmm. But he says the video exists. So the mayor comes back out and says, well, I've never seen the video. And he says, I'm not an addict of crack cocaine. And then he says, I don't do crack cocaine now. But he never comes right out and denies that he's ever done it. And then on the radio this week, he admitted that, yes, I smoked crack cocaine, and he provided the immortal line, probably in one of my drunken stupors, which, you know, so that's your excuse.
Yeah.
And note the one of, right? He's had more than one. He's got a serious drinking problem, we assume, or maybe he just gets drunk. Where does it end? I mean, it really is. And you know, the other thing you have to say about it, I mean, the outrage, the sensation that's gone around the world, all the coverage behind this. This isn't a politician admitting that he inhaled marijuana or did a dangerous drug when he was a kid. This is a guy who did it while he was mayor of Toronto,
right?
and a destructive drug that everybody knows seriously ruins lives.
Well, you mentioned that he had been associated with unsavory characters, and that's actually how they found this tape, right? They were looking for another guy, a drug dealer.
Yeah, the mayor's brother has come out and accused the police chief of trying to put a bullet between the mayor's eyes. The mayor's brother, Doug, is a member of council as well in Toronto. And, you know, he's attacked the police chief, accused him of being politically motivated, and challenged the police chief to release the video. Well, the video is evidence in a criminal proceeding. The reason the police haven't released it is because in our system, evidence is kept back like this to avoid prejudicing a jury. And it will be, if it's deemed admissible in court, it will be admitted in court, but you can't just put it out to the media. So why hasn't Mayor Ford, now that he's admitted that he did smoke crack cocaine?
Yeah, why isn't he being charged? Yeah.
He may be charged at some point. What the police have is a video where he's smoking something. They don't know what he's smoking. It's part of an evidence in a criminal proceeding against somebody else. In order to lay charges, you need a time, a place, a circumstance, evidence, somebody, witnesses. or the mayor's admission that that's what he was doing. And, of course, the mayor hasn't said, I was doing it on that video. What he said is that in a drunken stupor in the last year, he did try crack cocaine. He's very ashamed about it, and he knows he embarrassed the city, and he apologized tearfully, and he's going to try to do better in the future and try to get his drinking under control as well. So I guess it's all one of these stories about renewal and confession and comebacks. You know, the next thing you know, you'll be on daytime TV or writing a self-help book.
Well, I know we are here on the West Coast commenting on the mayor of the former Toronto, the good city. Do you have any sense of public sentiment about from his own citizenry? Do they want him to retain his office?
So Ford has drawn support. He's styled himself as an authentic populist, sort of working class type politician, the friend of the ordinary Joe, and he's held down taxes in Toronto, and he's kind of run against the city's elites. And for a long time, that carried him. I mean, that carried him through a few controversies and scandals already. So he survived. The most recent opinion poll suggests that his support is held, although it may be a little shaky. And that was a poll taken before this week's admission that he did smoke crack cocaine. We'll see. If he hangs on in office, and he can, on less... obviously, there's a criminal charge or something like that, and we don't know that's coming, then he would face the electorate next year. I would assume that the voters would have second thoughts about giving him another term, but, you know, this story is already weirder than anything anybody in this country could have imagined happening to Toronto, so stay tuned.
Just the last interesting question from here in the States, the videotape of the scrum of reporters besieging this mayor for, I don't know, all of a minute, is making social media rounds. It's crazy. And I, you know, we laugh at it. You talk about late night comedians making a hash out of all of this, but there must be some outrage over all of this.
Yeah, there is a lot of outrage, and it's kind of a, it really has come down to this drug in particular, that this is such a dangerous drug. It's one that's ruined so many lives that, you know, we can sit around and make jokes about politicians who got drunk or maybe didn't inhale or, like, the mayor urinated in public and that sort of thing, but crack cocaine at the end of the day, there's nothing very funny about it, and that. And plus, there's the other issue, too, which is whether a lot of people think the mayor lied. Because originally, he didn't just say that the video didn't exist, but he pretty much dissembled on the issue as to whether or not he had anything to do with crack cocaine. So you've got a bunch of things coming together. But as I said, Marcy, the fact that he's still in office itself is a marvel. This, as I say, this story is weirder than anything we've seen in Canada in a long, long time.
I know. It's so fun to talk with you, Vaughn. We'll check in next week and maybe talk about other issues.
Canada's shame. Let's see what's going on next week.
Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, a regular Wednesday guest on The Record.